Yo, what's going on, man? It's your boy, Young Rello, man. I'm back with another podcast. Man, I just want to talk a little bit of sports today, man. Is it all right with y'all? I'm getting in my sports bag today. Now, this ain't going to be too long, man. I just want to talk about a fight that happened a couple weeks ago. Errol Spence Jr. versus Terrence Crawford. Yeah. Now, that was supposed to be a very entertaining fight, but it didn't go the way that everybody expected it to go. We thought we were going to get a really competitive fight. It was supposed to be a 50-50 fight. It had been, I think they said, over a decade, maybe like 20 years since two fighters on the pound-for-pound list have actually fought each other. And, you know, I hate to say it didn't live up to the hype, but it's hard to say it did because it wasn't really competitive, besides maybe the first round, which was a fill out round. And I say all that to say, Terrence Crawford is a bad man. You know, he pretty much boxed circles around Errol Spence, and I'm a big Errol Spence Jr. fan. Honestly, he's actually my favorite fighter, so it really hurt me to see him get beat the way he did. He really got beat on. You know, I'm used to seeing Errol pretty much beat on everybody else, you know, break them down, go to the body, keep coming forward like a machine, and they can't stop him. But Terrence Crawford, it didn't work. It doesn't work like that, man. You know, he's just a different animal. He's a beast, man. Like, I knew there was a possibility that obviously, you know, Terrence could win and even knock him out, but in my mind, I couldn't think, like, he's not going to stop Errol. Like, stop Errol? Nah. But he did. And, you know, it really shocked me. I was watching the fight live, and it really shocked me. You know, watching it live, I really couldn't believe it, because after that second round, Terrence Crawford got a flash knockdown. I think he won a stiff jab. Nice 1-2. And right then and there, I knew. I said, boy, it's about to get long. It's going to be a long night for Errol Spence. And boy, it was a long night. He got beat on, man. He looked like my boy Martin from when he fought Tommy Hearns in that episode. I don't know if y'all seen it or not. It's a little mean. But, you know, Terrence Crawford, he's a bad man. Like, the way the fight went, man, he counterpunched the devil out of Errol. Errol kept trying to walk him down and coming forward. And yeah, man, you can't, from how it looks, and obviously from his past fights, and a lot of people discredited Terrence Crawford and say he was fighting guys over the hill. He's fighting guys not in their prime. You know, he was getting no credit. And this fight right here, you know, you have to give this man all the credit in the world. And it's kind of insane because, in my opinion, all actuality, for me personally, I've had Terrence Crawford as number one pound for pound for at least the last 4 years, you know. And, you know, it's kind of really insane that he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. Well, now he's getting the credit, but he's 36 years old and he's just now getting the credit. And he was already undisputed. And he's the very first fighter in male boxing history to be undisputed in not only two weight classes, but in the four belt era. And, you know, shout out to Errol. That wouldn't have been possible without Errol Spence, without putting it all on the line, you know, or having a lot to lose, you know. And, you know, I just want to say, hey, my boy Errol, he'll be back. Hopefully the next fight, it's more competitive, because they're supposed to be gearing for a rematch, long as Errol activates it, which he says he will do, and I believe it should be set for December. I hope that's enough time for Errol, you know, to pretty much heal, get in a good camp. I really, honestly, and I'm a big Errol fan. I don't know if maybe he was hurt. I don't know. You know, I don't like to do the excuse thing. You know, if you lace him up, you lace them gloves up, you put your shoes, your boots on, you got your, hey, no excuses. All credit goes to Terrence Crawford. He's a bad man, like, for me, I haven't been watching boxing forever. I've been watching boxing for, like, maybe, like, maybe about 6-7 years. But for me personally, and from what a lot of people say, he's got to be one of the best switch hitters in the game of all time. Now, actually, in the game, he is the best. And I would probably say number two. I give it Jaron Ennis, Boots. But, you know, man, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if they really want to see the second fight. A lot of people say they don't think there should be a second fight, the way Earl pretty much got dominated, because he got dominated, and we've never seen Earl get dominated before. But Earl, it seemed like his head is still up, his head is still high. I believe he still wants to rematch, so in his heart, he's got to believe that he can still win. He's got to believe there's something he could do, something he could change. But one thing they're going to have to do, they're going to have to go into this next training camp when they do fight Errol Spence. Him and his coach, Derek James, are going to have to come up with an actual game plan. And I know Errol said it himself. He doesn't really watch film because, you know, he actually watches boxing and, you know, he likes fighters. But you might want to get in there and watch some film. You know what I'm saying? I hope he does. Derek James, I hope he watches some film. And they're going to have to really, like, have a much better strategy and plan. You can't just have, you know, and it's hard to say, like, you know, it's funny because it's been working his whole career, walking guys down, beating them up, touching them up, touch them to the body, you know, keep touching them up. By the time you get to about the 7th, 8th round, you know, a lot of times guys are tired. You've been going to the body all night. Now they just holding their hands up and they like a punching bag. That's not going to work against Terrence. Terrence ain't going to just stand there and let you just beat on him. You know what I'm saying? He's going to move his feet. He's very elusive. He can switch stances. And one thing about Terrence Crawford is with his ability to switch stances from orthodox to southpaw, he can pretty much go southpaw against Errol Spence and pretty much just give him an absolutely hard time, because Earl hasn't fought any southpaws. I think he's fought maybe 2 or 3 throughout his entire career. And that lets you know right there, he's going to have a hard time with Terrence regardless. So, I hope both guys are enjoying their time. You know, after the fight, I know Terrence is enjoying his time. He's finally getting the credit he deserves. And everyone is giving him the credit he deserves for him honestly being an all-time great. Because he is an all-time great. The best fighter of this era for me. And some people may say Canelo does not. No. Terrence Crawford is the best fighter of this era. After, obviously, Andre Ward and Floyd Mayweather. But this current era, Terrence Crawford is the number one fighter. You have to give the man his credit. But the rematch, some people, they might not be up for it. I'm up for it because I know, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you fall, as long as you get back up, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? Now, you know, honestly, it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. Honestly, for me personally, I don't know what Earl can do to even really to pose a threat for Terrence, because his whole career, all I've ever seen Earl do is walk guys down, beat them up. He's normally the bigger, stronger guy. When he fought Terrence, he didn't look like the bigger, stronger guy. You know, it was one time when Terrence tried to pretty much, not Terrence, but Earl tried to, you know, get in and kind of move Terrence off his ground, off his base, and Terrence just moved and he pushed him back. Like, nah, we ain't going out like that. Mm-mm, ain't none of that, buddy. So I don't know what they're going to do. Him and Derrick James, they're going to have to figure out some type of scheme, some type of plan. I don't know what they're going to have to do. But it's going to be hard because Earl, I don't see him really fighting off his back foot. And he's not going to be able to outbox Terrence. He's going to have to make it into a dirty brawl, in my opinion, if he wants, you know, to win. But, man, it's hard to get into a dirty brawl with someone like Terrence, because not only is Terrence probably the best counter puncher in boxing, but he's also the best finisher in boxing, period. You know what I'm saying? He got power not only in one hand, but in both hands. And it doesn't matter if he's fighting orthodox, southpaw, you're going to get the same results. You know what I'm saying? So, we'll see. You know, I'm really eager to see what's gonna happen. I'm really eager to see if they do, if Earl does pretty much activate his mandatory rematch. I really want to see, you know, how is this gonna go? Like, what's the fight gonna sell? Because the pay-per-view numbers were like, I believe, around 700,000, which is great, you know, which is great for those guys. And all actuality, I thought it would have been maybe close to 1 million. I didn't think it was gonna do what Ryan Garcia and Tank did, but I thought it was gonna be, you know, about 1 million. But at 700,000, that's still a lot. Them guys made a lot of money, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, right now, obviously, you know, hey, prayers up to them. Enjoy your time. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they're making smart investments and have made smart investments throughout their career. So, you know, money, I guess it shouldn't be a problem. But I would imagine they're going to have to, you know, that Earl want his get back. You know what I'm saying? Even though he got dominant. Hey, man, Terrence won that night. Who knows? Anything happened in a fight. So, hey, my boy Earl, he going to come back. He going to fight. We're going to see what it is. And, you know, I hope the best for him. I would love to see Earl come back, and somehow if Earl could come back and beat Terrence, however he could do, if he could come back and beat Terrence and force a trilogy, even though they're saying the rematch is probably going to be at 154, so I do hate it for Earl. He'll never be undisputed champion in 147, which is a goal and a dream of his, but it's fine. He's undisputed. He's a great champion. He was a great champion. He just got beat by the better man that night. And maybe Terrence is just the better man, period. You know, how it looked like he's probably the better man, period. But it's hard for me to just look and be like, ah, he, you know, I don't know. I'm just that type of person. Like, I can't just completely count you out. You know what I'm saying? Because Earl got some fight. You know what I'm saying? He got some heart. And, you know, he shouldn't have, in my opinion, took a fight like this off like a 16-month layoff. That's ridiculous. I know he doesn't like tune-up fights. But Terrence Crawford ain't the one. He's not the one for you to just be thinking, you know, you pretty much come off the, I don't want to say come off the couch, but not fighting a year and a half and think you're going to go in there and beat him. He wasn't going to do that. He stayed active. I believe he fought last year, towards the end of the year. Took a fight. People tried to say he ain't fighting nobody. He just, nah, he's staying active. That's what you have to do. You got to stay active. Keep your hands going. You know, you want to keep your senses, you know. You want to just stay in the ring. You want to stay active, especially for something this of this magnitude. So, of becoming undisputed, you definitely want to stay active and be the best you can be. And that night, I believe we got the best Terrence Crawford, but I don't know if we got the best Errol Spence. And I say all that to say, maybe we did get the best Errol Spence, but maybe Terrence Crawford is so good, he just make him look regular. But that's all I gotta say, man. I'm gonna be on here really dropping these podcasts. I'm about to start going crazy, you know what I'm saying? So hey, man, y'all get ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have more crypto talk on here, sports talk. The NBA gonna be starting, you know what I'm saying, in a couple months. NFL starting up. I ain't the best when it comes to the NFL, but I'm going to be bringing people along, some guys who I consider experts who've been following the sport for years. So, hey, that's all I got to say, man. It's your boy, Young Rello. Thank you for enjoying the Young Rello podcast. I'm out, man.